Every day during the Feast of Sukkot, you truly set your heart and yourself apart to meet me. It's difficult to spend time with me when you're busy, when you're rushing about and touring, setting up and singing and traveling. You have done well, and you have both done well, and I have opened the door for you to come to Israel and to be a part of the United Nations for Israel. But my son and daughter, what is Unify apart from me? What is anything apart from me? I give you this time to just rest in me, to draw near to me, to truly make a booth and tabernacle together with me. For truly, it is the tabernacle of Moshe that signifies God with man. And you can be in the outer court doing the service, and that's what you have done as you traveled and traversed and climbed mountains, planted flags, set up equipment and sang. You're truly doing a good job. It's part of the outward things that need to be done. But the tabernacle represents more than just doing, more than sacrifice, more than the obligations and requirements of the Torah. The tabernacle is the Holy of Holies where I meet with you. And this is only a place that those who know me through the blood of Messiah can come. There's no way that the ordinary Israelite could go into the Holy of Holies. Off limits, impossible to access. But the Holy of Holies is accessible for you because of the blood of Yeshua, your high priest. So tabernacle with me. The day will be soon here of Simchat Torah, dancing with the Torah. And my son, I love it when you dance with me. I love it when you sing the songs of Zion. I love it when you sing my Torah. It is my word, and you cannot change my word, but you can add music to my word. You can't change any more than any translators can change, and every translation is its own, but the essence of the Torah remains the same. But you can change the beat, and you can change the music. You can create your own, and thereby it's a marriage of me, my Torah, the engagement of the Holy Spirit, and you, my betrothed. This is what I long for, that we would have intimacy together, that we would sing together, dance together. Because when you dance, I dance. When you sing, I sing. I rejoice over you with singing. Yaveh the Elohim in the midst of thee, that's tabernacling, is mighty, that's my essence. He will rejoice over thee with singing, and he will rest in his love. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, my son. So come, dance with me. Sing with me, because I want to sing too, through you. I want to bring forth the depth of intimacy, the intimacy that will bring forth word, that will bring forth song. In this marriage, my son, with you, what are your offspring? Do I birth children in you? My son, I birth songs in you. And these songs have essence and are treasured possessions because I carry the essence and tabernacle myself in the hearts of the people when they sing my word. It becomes a part of them. And when you write a song, it becomes one of your children. Think about this. Abraham had many children. I promised him he would have offspring as the stars of the sky and the sand on the shore. Many, many will be the offspring of Abraham. What have I promised you, my son? Where are your offspring? Where is it, your inheritance, the blessing that will come to you? Because a man's children and his grandchildren are his blessing. Abraham blessed his grandchildren and blessed his sons and their wives, and they were all blessed because of him. So my son, carry this blessing. These are truly your children. They are truly your inheritance. They are truly what will provide, even in your old age, the songs that I gave. So you must pay very careful attention to the songs, my son. It's the songs that must come forth, and they are songs of tabernacle. I am blessed when you sing songs of intimacy, because that's worship. I'm blessed when you sing songs of the blood, because that is your access, your propitiation. I'm blessed when you sing songs of love to me. That's true intimacy. What is marriage without a love? What good? It's really to be a love relationship. And as you have well taught, the worship must be a love session with God. So love me. Get close to me. Don't worry about all the buttons and the beats and the styles. I at first would rather that you just play and let your fingers float over the keys without having any distractions. There is a time to fly the jet, but there's a time first to learn. There's a time first to lead worship, and a time for you to play the keyboards and to beat out the music and play it. But there's the time that you have to learn intimacy with me. And that must always be continual. You must always go deeper and deeper in me. You must not allow the technology to interfere. Technology is a great blessing, but you better not worship technology. This is what's happened with the generation that you are in. The information age should be such a great blessing. You remember well, my children, having to do your assignments and going to the library and having to get books and encyclopedias to study to get the information. But now, that's old style. Now you can search literally for almost everything on the internet because it's the information age. And so this should be a blessing. But people have lost out with me because they're so busy with technology. Really, when they watch on YouTube and they feel satisfied, they're missing out on their own worship. They are letting the video do the worship. And because it satisfies a portion of them, they feel good and they feel that they have encountered me. But nothing has transpired of value as far as intimacy with me. They let the video replace me. How is it that even the elect can be so deceived? It's not a difficult thing. Have intimacy with me. That's worship. Encounter me. That's what it is for me to tabernacle myself with you. I come and I live in you. But you have to come to me. I tabernacled myself with Israel through the tabernacle in the wilderness. I was there for them, but they had to come to me. And it was through the priests and the Levitical ministry, those sons of Levi. They had the responsibility to be priests between Yahweh and the people. But I want all my children to be priests to me. I want all of my children to be able to come into the Holy of Holies. And the way has been made. But now you must make the effort to make the pilgrimage to me. You can live in the Holy of Holies while you drive. You can live in the Holy of Holies while you work. You can be completely enshrouded in my cloud of glory, no matter what you're doing in your hands, feet, in your travels, wherever are you. But that's the secret of my presence. I will hide you in the secret of my presence. My son, from the very early days, I rang this bell in your heart. It was me that called you. It was me that set you there. It was me that allowed you to hear every one of those messages in the secret of his presence. Because this is the divine essence. This is the pre-requirement for worship. I'm not impressed if they sing songs and clap their hands, but they miss me. But that's what happens with technology. It's replacing the essence of worship. So my son, how can you help them? How is it that you can use the gift I've given you to set the hook? Hold on, then you can bring them to have divine encounter with me themselves, not to worship vicariously, because that's what happens with this technology. Oh, I will worship vicariously. Let Hillsongs have the worship time, and I'll just kind of hang on, watch what they do, listen to the sound. Okay, I'm done my worship time. Time to go home. It is a sad day when the congregation worships vicariously. Let the band worship. Let the singers worship. Let the worship leader worship. And I will watch. And when it's over, I will feel happy that I worshipped. Well, this falls far short and is not what brings change in people's lives. They may feel emotional and soulical responses. Some will weep and cry because of how they felt when that song was played. But my son, it's when they encounter me in the Spirit, because the Father is Spirit. Those who worship Him can only worship truly in Spirit. So you must, in your own personal lives, cultivate that connection with me and that worship with me. You must, in your own personal lives, be worshipers first, because you can't bring them where you yourself have not been. My son, it's easy to just play, because you've been playing all your life. It's a tool, and it's well honed, but I want more, because those who are skilled at what they do can be more effective at what they do. But the effectiveness that I speak of is not disconnected with the integrity of your heart. It's not separate and removed from your spiritual worship. So it's not enough to practice the scales. It's not enough to get the beats and select good words. But you have to practice worshiping me. You have to practice getting into the Holy of Holies with me. You have to practice being in a different dimension with me. Oh, let your fingers do their job. You're well trained. You can always train better and therefore be more effective. But it's the worship itself that has to be practiced. It's that regular, continual communion with me. You've heard many fathers say, I don't spend much time with my children, but the time that I do spend is quality. But quantity cannot be substituted. Those who are with their children often, frequently, regularly, they'll have more intimacy than those who come once a week for a few hours at a time. So abide in me and let my words abide in you, and you will bring forth much fruit. The new songs, the new compositions, the new essences. So, where are you now? I could choose to put you where I wish, where I want to. So, look at this season right now as a time for you to tabernacle yourself with me.